So it's Sunday, October 9th. I'm at the Radio Roundup in Davis, California, and I was lucky enough to round up an interview with
Lois Richter.
Thanks for joining me, Lois. So tell us why you came out here to the Radio Roundup.
Well, I live in Davis, of course, and KDRT, KDRT, is the local station here in Davis that is hosting the Roundup. So I'm actually here because they asked me for help, and I did the registration table and the website and stuff like that. I do two radio shows on KDRT, but I'm really here more to support the event than I am to go to the workshops.
What kind of radio shows do you do on KDRT?
Well, I have two that I participate in. One is the Davis Garden Show, and Don Shore is the host, and I'm his sidekick. And we take phone calls from the community, and we talk about the weather and gardening and plants and events and stuff, and it's lots of fun. And then after that, I do my own show called That's Life, and That's Life is Thursdays at 1 o'clock. Anyone who wants to join in, feel free. And I interview our neighbors, people in town who are doing things, whether it's what work do you do, what's it like to be a whatever that is, or someone who has a passion, like I got a lady who rescues dogs. She's a dog rescuer. And or someone who was enthusiastic about the Science Center here in town, which is an educational resource for our children. Sometimes I'll do political shows. I'll have pros and cons of something coming up on the ballot, but I tend to stay away from political shows. And then when I don't have anybody to talk to, I just play music, whatever I like. And I like Hawaiian slack key, and I like harp music, and Margie Adams is my favorite singer-songwriter. So I do lots of different things. Basically, my radio show is my television show without the pictures.
Tell us about your television show.
Well, back in 92, I came across the local Davis Community Television, DCTV. I took training there, and I started doing shows. And so I've had several series over the years. Currently, my show is called Thoughtfulness, and it's everything from a gardening show with Don Shore as my guest, which is common. He has the nursery right next to the TV station, a very popular fellow in town. Sometimes I'll have a guest on to talk about things like, ways to keep yourself healthy. Everything from sitting in your chair at work and doing exercises to taking breaks to massage therapy to I had one lady come and teach yoga for an hour. Sometimes, we don't feel like talking, so we just play games. So I've taught people how to play mahjong or whatever. Sometimes we do music. I'm a photographer, so a lot of times there's my photos there, and we find some nice music to put behind them and have a wonderful time. And fun stuff, and strange stuff, and how-to stuff, and anything I want to, because it's my show.
It sounds like media, radio, and video have been a way for you to get involved in your community in Davis. Would you say that that's accurate?
In Davis, it's hard to know who you're reaching on the television shows. We do them because we have fun doing them. I would say that I consider myself to be an artist, a visual artist, and I am doing more performance than I am community interaction. I mean, I have had some shows like, you know, on television where we've brought all the city council candidates on and asked them questions and stuff like that. So I do some service sort of things. But a lot of what I do is just to let people smile or have fun or relax or because I'm so proud of my brother and all his pictures, so he came down and he did a slideshow. Or I really like gardening, so I get Don to come on and tell us about stuff. Mostly the shows are simply a chronicling of my personal desire to learn.
Tell us a little bit about your experience at the Radio Roundup here in Davis. Any comment on your overall experience yesterday?
Well, to be honest, I only sat through one workshop, and the rest of the time I was doing the registration table. But I have had a chance to talk to a number of the individuals who've been participating, and that's very exciting, seeing all these people from all over who are all in the position of starting something new. Or maybe they've been doing something for a long time, and now they're going to switch over to something new. Or they're sharing their experiences and helping other folks come along. That's very exciting. So the content of the workshops I'm not really clear on, because I didn't go to many. But the enthusiasm and the excitement of this radio roundup is just phenomenal.
What has been the feedback so far from people?
Everyone has said positive things about it. I haven't heard any negatives. Positive both in the idea of actually having one and in the content that's been presented and in the organization and the structure and the actual, how shall I say, the making it happen-ness. The rounder-uppers did a good job. And I think there's enthusiasm for continuing to share amongst the participants. There's a lot of people from a lot of places, and I'm not real good with names, so I'd have to look at a list to tell you who's here from where. But the furthest away is Philadelphia. There's some folks from Portland, Oregon, and then a whole bunch from different places in California.
What do you think is the most important thing to come out of this conference?
I would say it's the contacts that people are making. It's the networking. It's the sharing of experiences. I'm coming at the back end. It's here. We just had our 1-year anniversary. KDIRT is established. And now there's lots of people involved, lots of shows that are going on, lots of great ideas for new shows. And some of the technology that's happening, I mean, it's pretty astonishing. We've got some of the shows, including both of mine, are podcast, so that people can hear those, even if they aren't at home on the middle of the day on Thursday. So it's an exciting time.
Where can people find more information about your community station?
KDRT.org, KDIRT.org. And if you go there, you'll find a lot of things, including a proposal form that you can submit your own proposal if you happen to live in Davis and you want to join us. And then the Roundup website is at gotouring.com/radioroundup.
Thank you very much for your time. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
I'm glad you came to Davis. I hope you get out of this building and see some of our wonderful sunshine.
Thanks a lot.